Sorry about that, everyone. The guy who rings the bell was just over in the corner playing. I don't know what he was doing, but he wasn't ready to ring the bell. So now we've finally had to bring
people
him in here to do it.
I mean, operate on their own agenda. The worst.
Unbelievable. Actually, it's pretty believable at this point. That guy is lazy. Welcome back to the final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from the world of sports that are happening this week and ask him if he's buying or selling the prospectus involved. He uses pending as well quite a bit now, actually more than anything else, I think.
The lazier I get, the more pendy I get.
Last week, we started with one about David Ortiz. Guess what? Gonna go two in a row this week. Mostly because Steve admitted yesterday that Ortiz is a Yankee killer, and any Yankees fan who boos him in the final series in New York is a loser and should be forever banished to A-Roid and Jason Giambi's Juicer Island.
May I interrupt?
Loser.
By the way, because I admitted he's a Yankee killer, he is. It's not the 8,000 big homers he hit.
The first step to recovery is owning the problem, Steve. But Elias Sports posted a couple of stats yesterday about Ortiz and his ability to crush the souls of the Yanks. The stats. Ortiz has 16 career homers at the old Yankee Stadium, 15 at the current. On top of that, he's second in home runs to Ted Williams against the Yanks, third in RBI, and fifth in the amount of games against them. By the way, those home run numbers in the Yankee Stadium, the next highest is six, so he's kind of running away with it. Williams, pretty much universally revered as the best Red Sox player ever, but in terms of the matchup, it could be argued that Ortiz did more and in way bigger games than Williams did against the Yankees. So how about it, lifelong Yankees fan? The prospectus, you buy or sell that David Ortiz is the best Red Sox player ever in games against your Yankees.
It's not even close. Ted Williams never beat the Yankees. They got in 1946 when the Yankees were still recovering from the guys they lost during World War II. It's a no-brainer. It's not even sort of almost close. Buy it.
Does Babe Ruth technically count?
As a Red Sox?
He pitched some very good games against the Yankees, I think. On to the Ducks, who are 2-2. They looked awful on defense, have had some baffling play calls the last couple of weeks on offense, just lost to a team that only won four games last season and was playing without its senior leader at quarterback. Oregon had no business losing that game, but here we sit. Much made this week about people saying Mark Helfrich should be fired. Reasonable people at least saying he should be held to a higher standard than what the team is currently producing. Losses to Colorado probably shouldn't happen. Dakota Prukop has been very steady, if not spectacular in any way. He's vanilla, and coming off Marcus Mariota and Vernon Adams, two of the least vanilla quarterbacks in Oregon history, it is standing out. Then you add to that the terrible decision and throw that cost the Ducks the game last week, and a couple of people, literally just two people who called in, said that it might be time to go to freshman Justin Herbert, see what he can do. Now, doing that this week would be insane. So let's go hypothetical. The prospectus. If Oregon somehow loses to Washington State for the second year in a row, the Ducks would be 2-3 and should go with Herbert against the Huskies next week.
By the way, for the record, my two favorite flavors of ice cream are vanilla and chocolate chip mint. I don't consider that a put down.
Cookies and cream is good too, man.
No, I just gave you my favorite two, not interested in yours.
Fair enough.
Wow. That's
a sell from me.
Bottom line is, it depends on how he plays. If he continues to play pretty well and they give up 8,918 yards and 62 points and lose, they're going to realize it's not the problem. I don't even think it's in play yet. So I'm selling it, not based on it being irrational. I just think it's too soon.
How about this? Straight money line call. The Ducks currently a 1.5-point favorite, according to everyone. I'm going to repeat that to let it sink in. Oregon is a 1.5-point favorite over Washington State in the year 2016.
What the hell's Wazoo?
The prospectus. Oregon covers 1.5 on the road.
Well, let's see. Washington State bounced back for a win after their coach kind of chastised them, but they beat Idaho. They lost to Eastern. They played Boise State tough on the road. I think that Washington State has at least as many issues as Oregon, if not more. So an even game, flip a coin here. I do still believe in this coaching staff and this team, from what I've seen, could improve. No, I'm gonna buy that. I think Oregon's gonna win this game.
I think I did a Patriots Crunch Exchange last week about the fact that Jacoby Brissett was going to start against that, and that Houston is awful, so it really wouldn't matter for the Patriots. That proved out, as Houston was indeed awful. Brissett led them to a win, getting hurt in the process. Jason Lockin for CBS Sports was asked about New England and Buffalo this week because of the quarterback situation being up in the air for the Patriots. Jimmy Garoppolo and Brissett should be available to them, so one would assume that Garoppolo will start as he's been the primary backup for a while now. But Lockin Fora asserted it doesn't matter who starts because New England is still better than the Bills, even if Julian Edelman is their quarterback this week. Now, this is an NFL franchise. I know it's Buffalo, and I know it's Rex Ryan. Still, they're professional football players. Some guy can't step in from wideout and take snaps and score against them. That can't happen. Or right? Can it? The prospectus. The Patriots could beat the Bills even if Edelman starts at quarterback. They just shut out Houston.
This is pretty simple because you're talking about a Rex Ryan coach team following a win with a loss, which is he's a 500 coach, and you're talking about the hoodie Mumbles winning a game, just winning a game. So, yeah, I'll buy that.
Right, we're going to put in Julian Edelman, a quarterback.
Receivers are usually catching the ball, but now they're going to be throwing the ball. Running.
What's happening?
We're mumbling.
Tom is terrific. Anyway, Washington versus Stanford this week. Much made this season about the return of the Huskies. This might be the least excited Oregon fans have been for the rivalry in a long time because I think they sense this could be the year the streak ends. That's kind of beside the point, though. Now the Dogs play Stanford. Put up or shut up time for them. Straight up, the prospectus. Washington proves they're for real this week and wins against the Cardinal in Seattle.
It's too much pressure. I'm going to need somebody else to do this segment from now on. Boy, they didn't look very good on the road at Arizona. The teams they beat. Yeah, Stanford played their flat game. I think they're bounce back ability factor comes into play here. I think Stanford... easy is the best team in this conference. I'm going with the Cardinals, so sell it.
One more NFL one. Today, the Houston Texans placed J.J. Watt on injured reserve after he re-aggravated his back injury. It's the same herniated disc he had surgery on in July. Basically, they're saying he came back too soon from surgery.
Too soon.
Watt vowed to be back, noting that he hasn't missed a football game since his sophomore year of high school, which is true. Might seem like he's been non-effective the last few years, but he hasn't really. And it seems like he's missed time with injuries, but he hasn't. First team All-Pro the last 4 years, 17 and a half sacks last year, but back injuries are killers. The prospectus, you buy or sell, J.J. Watt returns to form after a second back surgery on the same herniated disc.
This year?
Yeah.
I honestly don't think he's going to play this year if the handwriting's on the wall. He's played three games. He has a sack and a half, but one of them is, you know, kind of legit. He hasn't bottom line is I think this might be a kind of an easy sell. I don't see him being back on the field this year. So, no, sell it.